It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Who does he join, DJ? Do you know?
Gary Wright and Steve Harwell of Smash Mouth.
God, dude.
Deserves so much better.
What a loser trifecta for the great Brooks Robinson.
Well, he's going to alpha that.
He's got
trifecta.
Soft music and then Smash Mouth guy who might be a Nazi.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Allegedly.
Don't take up for him. All right, Dave, let's do some e-news.
Just put his hand up that way. Just
hello.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
TV's coming back.
The ticket.
All right, let's talk about your nip.
Yes, please. Hello.
Let's not talk about your nips. Let's talk about your
you
nips.
You want to see them?
No, just leave me alone. It's a long week. Let's talk about your hips, your back, your
shoulders. Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
You bet. Emergency break of the week brought to us by Crawford Services, AC, and Plumbing. We're going to give you three candidates. You get the vote on it. 888-787-1310. Candidate number one has been quite a player here these last couple of years. And that is one Bob Sturm from The Hardline. It's one thing to fight through eating on the air. It's another thing to fight through peanut butter, is what you'll hear Bob deal with here with some funny laughs from Corby.
On Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
It's The Hardline.
A mouthful of peanut butter before you go on the air.
I'm a happy man.
Golly.
The guy just
delivered. Jesus.
I tried to shove it down the 3 seconds before he started to talk. Peanut butter. It's like a dog.
It's so good, man. God, once it hits your lips.
You're going to be smacking the roof of your mouth this entire segment.
No way.
I'm going to gag.
He's so...
No, it's not going to happen. We'll be fine. All right, so let's talk Cowboys. Are you ready to talk Cowboys?
I am. I always am.
Good.
I'm here for you.
I was buying time there for a second. All right.
Do you need some hot tea?
Boy, that was buying time in the pocket there, wasn't it?
You ready? You ready?
I mean, what about you, Dave?
I'm about
you
to die to? On the air over here.
Corby's right. That is the worst thing to shove into your mouth right before you go on the air. That you're you're taking it back from break.
Peanut butter.
And you're eating peanut butter.
Was Bob really struggling, though? Let's listen.
On Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
It's The Hardline.
A mouthful of peanut butter before you go on the air.
I'm a happy man.
Golly.
The guy just delivered.
I tried to shove it down the 3 seconds before he started to talk. Peanut butter. It's like a dog.
It's so good, man.
God,
once it hits your lips.
You're going to be smacking the roof of your mouth this entire segment.
No way.
I'm going to gag.
He's so...
No, it's not going to happen. We'll be fine. All right, so let's talk Cowboys. Are you ready to talk Cowboys?
I am. I always am.
Good.
I'm here for you.
I was buying time there for a second. All right.
Do you need some hot tea?
There is Bob as candidate number one. Candidate number two, from the sweet spot, Sean Bass. This has happened to me probably 300 times over the last 30 years where you're starting the show, you're saying, okay, here we are, and then you just say something. In this case, he got the wrong day or date. And, it's a stop down.
He's David Mino. I'm Sean Bass, and you're beginning your week on this Monday in the Sweet Spot. The 13th of August, 2024. Appreciate you being by the channel. Justin Montemayor producing. We've got Matt Birmingham at the helm. And Kevin Landrum, handsome and dashing, breaking news at 10 and 50 past the hour with the ticker.
It's the 12th, by the way.
Oh, is it the 12th? Well,
it doesn't matter.
F me.
Time is all relative.
I'm just too excited for the worst day of the year, which is tomorrow, which is the 13th.
Boy, you got everything right. The show's rolling along, and just to be in, it's the 13th. It's the 12th, by the way.
Pretty sure I'm right about that.
No, you're not at all.
No, you're not right about that on the date. All right, there is Sean as candidate number two. And from the morning show.
Uh-oh.
He's won a lot of e-breaks through the years. Gordon Keith is back as candidate number three. The now infamous helicopter story from Australia, where Gordo was talking so much about the helicopter getting out of control, apparently on a joyride. The pilot didn't make it.
And our thoughts and prayers.
And the entire time, Gordo's telling us that it crashed into a hospital, which led to another scenario and a what-if kind of thing. And the whole time I'm thinking, I thought it crashed into a hotel, and that's what this sounded like.
Do you think this guy stole the helicopter just for a joyride and landed there because he knew there was a landing pad, or was he in need of medical care and tried to get to the hospital quickly?
I think the first one. Like, if you cut your hand really bad at your house, wouldn't it be quicker just to drive to the hospital rather than to drive around to find a local unattended helicopter?
There's one problem with that theory.
That's the name of my band, by the way. Local unattended helicopter.
One problem with that theory. I think it was a hotel, not a hospital, that he crashed into.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How do you know that?
Well,
yeah. Why are you so familiar with this story?
Because I heard
it
the story.
It says right here in the story, on a roof of a Hilton hotel. What makes you think that it's a hotel?
That's not hospital. So it's so much for you. Hey, I need emergency care theory.
Okay. Well, I was going on the information that our newsman was giving us.
Well,
okay. In defense of me, he could have thought that there was a doctor staying at the hotel.
Oh, my gosh. What a back bed.
You know, I could have worded it in my defense.
In defense of me?
I didn't catch that. Yeah.
It is more commonly worded in my defense.
It is. Yeah, it is.
All right, one more time.
Do you think this guy stole the helicopter just for a joyride and landed there because he knew there was a landing pad, or was he in need of medical care and tried to get to the hospital quickly?
I think the first one. Like, if you cut your hand really bad at your house, wouldn't it be quicker just to drive to the hospital rather than to drive around to find a local unattended helicopter?
There's one problem with that theory.
That's the name of my band, by the way. Local unattended helicopter.
One problem with that theory. I think it was a hotel, not a hospital, that he crashed into.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How do you know that?
Well,
yeah, why are you so familiar with this story?
Because I heard
it says right here in the story, on a roof of a Hilton hotel. What makes you think that it's a hotel?
That's not hospital. So it's so much for you. Hey, I need emergency care theory.
Okay. Well, I was going on the information that our newsman was giving us.
Well,
okay. In defense of me, he could have thought that there was a doctor staying at the hotel.
In defense of me,
yes,
is candidate number three, Gordo. So is it Bob, Sean, or Gordo? 888-787-1310. Hello. You are on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, guys. It's
just
a generic hockey player.
Okay.
We know
what's
who
going
you're
on
going for here.
Well, you know, we've been watching a lot of segments and listening to candidates and
who you vote for?
Intolerable.
Ready to submit our vote for
it's a Bob vote. Okay, we got it. We got it. Thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yeah, hey, Muses, how you doing? Coach O, you know, at first I really wanted to vote for Bob because of the peanut butter thing. I love peanut butter. Everybody knows Coach O loves peanut butter. But the fact of the matter is, there was not a bigger emergency break this year in the entire year so far than Gordon thinking a hospital was a Hilton hotel. I got in trouble in a Hilton hotel one time. I'm telling you.
Okay. Thank you, Coach. Hey, Coach. Appreciate it, Coach.
Thank you, Coach. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins E-Break?
Good morning, George.
Morning.
This is James LeBron.
Okay.
All right. That's enough.
Wait, give him a little space here.
Okay.
What's he got? Okay. What do you got, James?
Oh.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
The guy with nut in his mouth. Talking with nut in his mouth.
Peanut butter. Yes. Thank you. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio.
Hello?
Yeah, who's this?
This is a gold identifying his mouth. His voice dropped over the summer.
What?
It's a what?
Adult identifying as a mouse. His voice. It dropped over the summer.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hello. You're on America's favorite radio station.
Obviously.
Okay. There's a Bob vote. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio, AM, FM, and the stream.
Hey, musers.
Hey.
It's your best friend, Bloody Murder Girl.
This one makes me so tense.
Anyway, I just wanted to tell you that I vote for Bob. Bloody Murder!
Gosh. You want to fill me in there?
No, I don't know. She's called before and done this. I don't know what it is.
I missed that day or something. I don't know if I've heard from her.
Yeah, she's called before.
Bloody Murder Girl?
Yeah.
I don't remember her either.
I'm telling
Maybe
you, she
called. She's called a few times.
Okay.
Really?
She started during dry dock.
Okay. Again, one of your characters. I know why you're so
fed up
with it.
It's not one of my characters. Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
And at the end, she screams bloody murder.
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Sorry. Took a bite out.
Thank you, Bob.
And ladies and gentlemen, Bob wins 5-0. Way to go, Robert.
Wow, really?
5-1.
Oh, that's right. Gordo got one vote. Sorry.
Thank you.
On Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
.421. It's the hard line.
A mouthful of peanut butter before you go on the air.
I'm a happy man.
Golly.
The guy just
Jesus. I tried to shove it down the 3 seconds before he started to talk. Peanut butter. It's like a dog.
It's so good, man. Once it hits your lips.
You're going to be smacking the roof of your mouth this entire segment.
No way.
I'm going to gag.
He's so...
No, it's not going to happen. We'll be fine. All right, so let's talk Cowboys. Are you ready to talk Cowboys?
Kyle, I am. I always am.
Good.
I'm here for you.
I was buying time there for a second. All right.
Do you need some hot tea?
How many wins is that for Bob?
That is Bob's 44th win. He is now 93 behind the all-time leader, Norman Peanut Butter Mouth Hitzkiss.